This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
All right, we are going to kick the week off right now. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com.
I do not like it. I do not like when somebody out there is trying to tell you what to think. Don't get me wrong. And don't confuse what I do with what I'm about to talk about, because all I'm trying to do is illustrate and illuminate. And if something makes you think differently, that's good. But I'm not trying to control your mind. I'm trying to feed it. The more I look at this setup we've got going on right now with this election cycle, the more I realize that the Republican establishment regards you in a lot of the same ways that the liberal Democrats regard their base. We are now, for the first time ever, and we should embrace each other because we're the ones getting messed up, but we are Black America. The liberal Democratic elites do not look at Black America and say, these are my people. They look at them and say, we can use them to win this election. Then they do nothing for them. And yet, all the time, they keep voting for them. So it is with the Republican elite. The Republican elite will say about the conservatives out there, those of us that are sitting around being conservative, and say, what are they going to do? Are they going to stay home? And thus, they think to themselves that this is the only choice they have. Now, that's bad enough. That's bad enough. Now, the monster that they have created, which that's the way they regard it, is Donald Trump. And what we keep hearing about is this brokered convention, whereby people like Mitt Romney, who's out there right now trying to tear it all down, will get out there and make a decision about who should be next because it's their turn. Notice that all of the ones that say it's, that have been in the past, their term, McCain, Romney, Bob Dole to a degree, and, you know, they also have something else in common. They all failed. Those guys are the ones telling you not to be looking at Trump, except they're the ones who created Trump. His popularity is a response to decades of betrayal by this Republican establishment. That's what it all boils down to. This is what you get. Now, last week, Romney attacked Trump with a feather duster. he said he is not the temperament of a stable, thoughtful leader. This from a guy who allowed Crowley to change the outcome of a debate. He was a one-trick pony, that guy. He wanted to talk about jobs, jobs, jobs. When all the while, you know, they were open borders and moral decline and terrorism or judicial tyranny, throwaway lines at best for the establishment elites, because they're not going to do anything about open borders, moral decline, or terrorism, or judicial tyranny. So, later, you know, when you're out there and sabotaging, yeah, we're getting more Dr. Joy colors on, I swear to God. Getting out there, Romney's idea was that 47% of America was welfare addicts, so there was no reason to appeal to them. How arrogant can you get? How arrogant can you get? Now, then we've got Paul Ryan, another Republican defeatist, who's also taking a shot at Trump. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not out here trying to cheerlead for Trump. The only problem I have is with these guys trying to tell you what to do. As a speaker, he's worked with Nancy Pelosi to pass the $1.1 trillion omnibus spending bill, which fully funded Obamacare, executive amnesties, and Planned Parenthood. Conservative voters gave the Republican leadership the House and in 2010, the Senate in 2014. And in return, we got empty rhetoric and vague promises. The Republican establishment believes they have the divine right to pick the party's nominees. Ford, Dole, McCain, Romney. These are all the elite. And they all have an unerring instinct to create a disaster where there should be victory. Vision and values are not relevant to them. It's all about credentials. Who's next in line? Whose turn is it? And who won't upset the media by being divisive, which is the biggest futile effort known to man. It's a good thing I'm not running for president, because the first thing I would say is, if you guys don't want to interview me, that's fine. I don't care. And I would move on. And I would keep snubbing them until, because they're very easy to figure out. They want access. And if you don't give it to them, well, you know. Now, Jeb Bush was probably the next one in line, which he went down. He went down hard. He sank to single digits before he withdrew. Then we got Rubio, who's now the rhino flavor du jour. Everybody's pumping up Rubio. And he hasn't been there long enough to be in the establishment, but they're looking at him and thinking to themselves, he's malleable, he will work. The GOP establishment has always treated the base with contempt. Our job is to show up at rallies and wave signs and do all the other grunt work while our betters run the party. You'll take what we give you and like it. Then when a Gingrich or a Santorum or a Cruz comes and tries to get into the nomination, they get hysterical. So Romney and company are scared of Trump. And so am I to a degree. For all I know, he'll treat us like his first two wives if he gets half of a chance. But conservatives have been betrayed, and they're no longer going to reward the establishment, which is as it should be. So, you know, right now all they're going to say is, voting for Trump, if you nominate Trump, Hillary's the president. And that's the reason to vote for Rubio. Or Kasich, possibly. Could Kasich be considered establishment enough? When they say, what are the conservatives going to do, stay home? Well, in 2012, they did that. 10 million conservatives stayed home, and that cost Romney the election. The difference between the Republican elite and their Democratic counterpart is mostly rhetorical. Republican insiders are very comfortable with big government as long as they get to distribute the largesse. There will always be Republicans. There will always be Democrats. And these Republicans that are in charge of the party think they'll always be in it. They think there's nobody there to challenge them. You know. The Republicans need to snap out of their own stupidity and recognize what is going on and get out there. And they, too, need to become populists based upon what their constituents want. It would be a refreshing breath of air. But if they don't, then we're going to get Trump, because they will have created him. They will have the dissemination of information that they so have applauded has bounced back and hit them right upside the head. Now we know. We'll be right back.
7,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday night. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. For me, watching the way they depict guns on television sometimes gets a little interesting. I saw a video out with Keanu Reeves where he's training with Taron Butler Tactical to get ready for John Wick 2. And Keanu, if nothing else to be said about Keanu Reeves, when he's doing a role that requires some degree of physicality or technique, he goes out and gets it. He may not win an Academy Award for Best Actor, but the dude gets out there and gets the technique. But he's a rare case. The depiction of anything firearms related seems a lot of the time to have no basis on reality. You'll see somebody stalking another person with a gun, then several minutes into it decide to rack the round into the chamber. Why would you be getting close to somebody bad with an empty gun? What would that person have done if he encountered that adversary, politely asking him to wait while he loaded the gun? You'll see people rack an empty gun, then insert the magazine, then fire the weapon. You'll see people shoot with deadly accuracy, pointing from the hip. And then my favorite, of course, and I saw this on a British TV show, you'll see them screw a suppressor onto the end of a revolver. And it's just a spit sound that comes out of it, makes it whisper quiet. Being ignorant of guns or too lazy to actually learn anything about them for your job is one thing. Intentionally misrepresenting the truth and slaying the tale to present your leftist agenda surreptitiously is another. Which brings us to the Entertainment Industries Council. They are an award-winning nonprofit organization founded by leaders in the entertainment industry to influence the entertainment industry. They claim to provide information so that health and social issues are accurately depicted on screen in feature films, TV, and music videos, in music, and within the pages of a comic book. So what are some of the suggestions from the Entertainment Industries Council? Number one, write stories exaggerating the emotional consequences for the shooter if a gun is used. Number two, write stories showing a gun owner accidentally being shot by his own gun. Number three, write stories showing a gun accidentally misfiring while loading it. Number four, write stories showing a gun misfiring and shooting someone else when dropped. Number five, write stories that depict a family suing gun manufacturers. Number six, write stories showing that introducing guns makes people more prone to anger and violence. Number seven, write stories showing that gun owners are ultimately too afraid to get and use their guns. Number eight, write stories showing a teenage girl threatening to break up with her boyfriend if he doesn't get rid of his gun. Or write stories showing parents getting prosecuted for leaving a gun out. Write stories showing that women are more likely to get shot by husbands than by an intruder. You get the picture. So in other words, let's go Joseph Goebbels. And that isn't all. That's only about one-third of the anti-gun agitprop given to the Hollywood writers. You can read them. Well, I'll put the link up. Even Michael Bloomberg has gotten this memo and now launched a new campaign aimed at stigmatizing guns and gun-owning men among young women. Remember Singled Out? This seeks to drive young women to the gun control calls by disparaging men who own firearms. And he's using the same straw man arguments the entertainment industry is seeking to do. And, you know, it's painfully uncool as a 73-year-old billionaire's desperate attempts to be relevant. In 1995, future U.S. Attorney Eric Holder said that we must brainwash people against guns, his word, that the media need to change the way people think about guns. He said that we must indoctrinate people into thinking that guns aren't cool, that they're not acceptable, and that we need to make guns evil in the minds of Americans like we have tobacco. He petitioned TV and radio to follow a script. Well, I don't know when all of this started, but apparently somebody got the memo. Write stories showing a self-defense firearm use where the person is charged with murder because it's determined that excessive or unjustified lethal force was used. Right, stories showing that having a gun in the home actually increases the likelihood of a home invasion. How would that one work? Number 13, right? Stories showing people getting criminally prosecuted for brandishing a firearm. Right? Stories showing people less safe when their neighbors have guns. Right? Stories showing guns misfiring or jamming at critical times. Now, some of this stuff I've never seen. I have never seen some of this stuff. Some of this other stuff, of course, we've seen some of it. But, I mean, when have you ever seen a gun jam? Well, I've seen one jam one time in Jurassic Park. Somehow or other, they had a bolt override with the Spaz shotgun, which had run perfectly well up to this point, I guess. And because they didn't know what they were doing about it, because they were probably anti-gun until that moment that the dinosaurs wanted to eat them, they didn't know how to clear that out. Pity. Very rarely do you see malfunctions in guns. But this is what they advocate. And it's not because they think it's a good story. It's because they're trying to put out a social message. This is social engineering, if you will. They're trying to socially engineer you and to brainwash you, if you will. And the problem is that it's really sort of up to you as to what you do and how you take it. I watch a movie like John Wick, and I mean, some of the guns in John Wick, I knew the guys who built them, so I was sort of like looking at that, trying to, that's it. And beyond that, I wasn't, you know, Keanu Reeves has some okay technique, I like it. Keanu has the, he's got the technique. And, well, it works. Not always the case. Not always the case in most of the motion picture land. And thankfully, I don't see a social message in John Wick. Thankfully, they are, they pander to me. Some of these movies just pander to me because I gotta tell you, I like a little escapism here and there because the truth is so sad. So sad. Little escapism here and there is always nice. And to believe that Keanu Reeves is a not-to-be-stopped Russian-influenced assassin, well, that's just about as good as the cup of coffee that goes with it. But rest assured, Hollywood doesn't want you to take any of that and look at that and say, guns are good. Oh, no. We'll be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
And welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Okay. It's been a while, but I'm not even gonna try to bring up the old stuff about it. Right now, Navy SEAL teams do not have enough rifles to keep the rifle that they have issued to them in the arms room when they're not out operating. When they return from a deployment, their rifles are given to other commandos who are shipping out. Now, that's a big issue. It's a gigantic problem. You see, these rifles, when they're set up, the way they're set up, they have something called a zero. And the zero is something that is individual. It's how many rounds does it take to get the rounds in the spot that they want them to. Having them zeroed and then handing them out to somebody else, that doesn't work. That does not work. And we're doing this to what is considered to be the most preeminent American counterterrorist unit out there with any degree of people in it. So here we have this, you know, they're told to train like they fight. except they don't have their own gun. Coming from Representative Duncan Hunter out of California, he said he's been contacted by several SEALs, but he declined to provide further information about using or order to protect their identities. Here's the problem. For starting at the low end of it, the M4. The M4 is less than $1,000. And why they don't have enough of these is beyond me. Then after that, you get into bigger weapons like the 249, the 60, and some other things. But it's the M4 primarily that's going to be what they have to carry. And you want to know what I'm going to tell you about the military? You're not going to like some of this, all of you that have never been in the military, but I will tell you this. For the military, they should have an overabundance of funding available to them so that they can carry out their mission at any given time. We should be funding the military to the highest degree we can in order to make sure they have the best equipment, the best training, the best transportation, the best health care, the best of everything, because they are doing things you don't want to do. Trust me. You don't want to be in some of the places they get to be. I know a lot of you have heard, well, you know, once you get out of basic training and schooling, it's a lot like having a job. Well, how many of you have ever fallen off of the top of an M577 personnel carrier after bouncing off of a couple of tree limbs? In your job, I have. How many of you have accidentally grounded a radio while you were tuning it and taken a little bit of the charge and been thrown against the other side of an armored personnel carrier from the inside? I have. How many of you have ever watched one of your friends who was on top of a 113 carrier running down the road and hitting something called Dead Man's Curve and missing it and just watching that carrier roll end over end, knowing that in the commander's cupola that he's sitting in, there's no way to drop it, and watching your friend get pulled out of the that vehicle, basically obliterated, only held together by his uniform? I have. So it's not like being in any other job. And all those things I just told you about are peacetime. That's peacetime stuff. It is actually very true. By 9 o'clock, most people in the military have done more than you're going to do all day long. So, a rifle, okay, a sub-$1,000 rifle. What do you want on it? You're going to want an optic on it. Having an optic on it of some sort, if it was up to me, they'd all have aim points with telescopic, the telescopic adapter on it, the one that pops in and out, if it was up to me. Instead, they have the Trijicon Incog. A lot of them have that, which is, you know, I think a 1-4, which I wouldn't like to have that as my primary optic. Also, you're going to want to have a good flashlight that's going to project X amount of lumens out there because you want it to see to a certain degree. A light laser sight comes in quite nice. And, you know, there's a couple of other things you might want on there. But that's primarily what you want to have on there. Now, all of that equipment, the Incog itself, costs more than the gun by itself. The laser sight adds a little bit to that. Flashlight, maybe not so much. But by the time you get done with it, you're looking at probably a $2,500 investment. And we should have those coming out of our ears in order to supply our military people. U.S. military officials say they're looking into this issue. Sharing rifles is very consequential. It is very consequential. The zeroing thing comes in very, it's very important. I can't even believe I'm talking about this and trying to maintain my cool over this. It's not about a lack of money, according to Representative Hunter. Congress has frequently boosted the budgets of special operations forces in the years since the 9/11 attacks. But a lot of money gets spent wastefully. And the money, a lot of money now, it seems like it's going into the military. It's a lot like the Wounded Warrior Project. If you want to help out wounded veterans, that's the last place to go, because most of that money doesn't get to them. There's a lot of wasteful spending going on in the military. Representative Hunter wrote last month to the Naval Special Warfare Commander's leader, Rear Admiral Brian Losey, about the alleged weapon shortage and asked him for a full accounting of how the command's budget was spent last year. Losi has told Hunter to expect a reply by Wednesday. Army General Joseph Votel, the top officer at U.S. Special Operations Command in Tampa, Florida, and Losi's superior told Hunter last week that he is aware of the congressman's concerns. We're certainly running that down during testimony before the House Armed Services Committee. Votel added that heavily used rifles needed to undergo maintenance, and that may be contributing to the perception of a shortage. That's a bunch of hogwash, General. That's a bunch of hogwash. I know you're saying, well, you know, they get used a lot, so they have to go to the shop. Well, we know that the doggone thing is modular, sir. We know it's modular, and barrel is easy to pop out, upper receiver, lower receiver, trigger group. These all, it's, you know, buffer, buffer tube, buffer spring. We know what goes wrong with these things. And obviously more than you do, because you think you can lie about it. One of the SEALs who contacted Hunter blamed a slow, penny-pinching bureaucracy that rarely seeks input from the service members who use the gear. Delays as long as 3 to 4 years paralyze the acquisition system for them to get this gear. So, and once an item has finally been approved for purchase, new and better gear may be available, triggering the same lengthy screening process to see if it's worth getting instead. Ammo for training is in short supply. So, this is pathetic. This is really pathetic. Special operations is not where we skimp. If we're going to skimp, in the military, let's skimp with the Salvation Armies first. Okay? Let's not fund them. Let's stop funding Planned Parenthood. Let's stop funding a bunch of things, because these guys are the ones that go out and actually do the deed. Some stuff is just unbelievable. So I can't even believe I had to tell you about that. We'll be right back.
Mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
Attention citizens. This man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent. And in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming up next, new company out there, the Crisis Applications Group. We're going to talk to their founder, Jay Paisley, just to find out what they are about. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number you get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Speaking of Ammunition Depot, last week I had to do a little bit of business with them, and I want to share that with you just so when you're looking at ammo and everything, I want to make some recommendations to you as well. I needed some ammo for two guns that I'm trying to get out and shoot and film. The Agency Arms Glock 21 and the Reactive Gunworks Springfield Armory SOCOM 16 CQP. And I'm going to do this for a lot of different reasons. I'm going to film a bunch of different things about it. It's going to be for Reactive Gun Works. It's going to be for Agency Arms. And it's also going to be for Ammunition Depot. Now, Ammunition Depot sent me some of this. This is called Rattlesnake. Rattlesnake ammunition is supposedly designed. It's a very cheap load. It doesn't cost a box of 45 is like 10 bucks, 11 bucks, 50 rounds. But you get the same kind of feel as your self-defense ammo would give you. And that is going to be important when it comes to certain things. And I decided to try some of this. This is very, 200 rounds of 45 for 40 bucks is what it boils down to. Let me know if you can find that somewhere else for that kind of price. The thing about the experience, and this is, I've had many with them, and I want to keep recounting this to you, because most, I don't think you have this with most of them, I ordered this stuff on Monday of last week. Tuesday, it prepared to ship, and it went out. Wednesday, it traveled. Thursday, it was here. So 3 days after I ordered it, it was here. I don't know how much faster I can ask for that to be done. I just don't. And I didn't order anything special. I didn't order any sort of special shipping or anything. I just ordered regular run-of-the-mill shipping. Now, I do live very close to them. They're in Florida. I'm in South Carolina. And that probably has quite a bit to do with how fast I got it. But it turned around in a day. And I ordered this Monday evening, and it was going out on Tuesday. So that kind of stuff is crazy. Rattlesnake ammunition, though, I'm going to find out how many. I know they have a big selection of 9mm. I've got this in .45. This is a 230 grain total metal jacket. I'll shoot this. I'll let you know how the Glock 21 shoots, and I'll let you know how this .45 ammo shoots. That's coming up hopefully this week, if not very soon. Now, EOTech. I've been asked many times about EOTech. EOTech is in the middle of a controversy right now, and they're in the middle of litigation involving military customers. It is alleged that some models of EOTech will experience a slight precipitous zero shift under certain temperature extremes. In other words, it will lose zero. It will lose zero in certain temperature extremes. A lot of students have asked lots of teachers about this as far as, in the gun academies and everything else. Let's talk about the strong points of the EOTech. The EOTech is one of the big three. I call the big three EOTech, Trijicon, and Aimpoint because they're allowed on the military weapon. I think there's optics out there that is perfectly as good, that don't cost as much, that have never been used on a military weapon, and God knows some of these YouTubers get out there and beat them to death to see if they'll break, and eventually they all break. But EOTech is one of the big three, and as one of the big three, the significance of EOTech is they are the least expensive. And they are a holographic sight, which is interesting. It's an interesting look. They are all over the place, too. They are all over the place. And here's the thing about what's going on with the EOTech rifles, or the EOTech optics, rather. Don't worry about the zero shift unless you live somewhere where you're going to experience an extreme in the temperature range between the high and the low. Whichever side you come down on, you do not have to worry about it. And then the zero shift is going to be very small. According to John Farnham, it is scantily noticed by most shooters at most ranges that he trains with. So it will have little effect on the utility of your rifle. So if you have an EOTech, and I believe the 512 is probably the most common one out there. Both of my sons run 512s on their rifles. I have an EOTech XPS-3 right over here that, I'm waiting to put it on a rifle. I was going to put it on the Springfield, except it's a little high. It rides a little high for the Springfield, so I've taken it back off. Keep using the EOTech if you have one. Don't worry about if you get into a major issue with the EOTech, and you will know if you get into one, though, maybe be concerned about that. But stop worrying about it. This is not something, I mean, you can probably get in on the Clash Action suit, I think. That might be possible, too. One thing out there that a lot of people are doing right now is using the gun grabbers' data against them, which is an interesting little ditty out there. Okay, of course, Big Polly, let's see. The 5.53 EOTechs have an issue turning off while firing and not holding zero in extreme heat. Don't get the 5.53s, by all means. Which one would you recommend, Big Polly? Big Polly just exited the military. Just exited that. Let's see what he has to say about that. I'll just hold this topic until another time. But that's the thing, whenever they come out there and see the information on this. Now, he may have some firsthand knowledge on this, which I don't have. I don't have that kind of thing happening with mine, but I don't exist in that kind of environment anymore. I used to. I don't now. Define extreme heat, too, Big Polly, if you would. See, there's a lag between what he gets to hear in the chat room versus what I get to see out there. The thing about these is that I have not found any issues with them in just regular day-to-day use that they can cite anyway. They're not citing anything. And I think it's sort of silly to get out there and invest $400 or $500 in an optic and then say I'm not going to use it. Of course you use it. That's why you bought it. Don't worry about what they say it's going to do. Let it do it and then worry about it then. Don't sit around and do all that stuff. Don't worry about that. I had a passing interest in this, and then it's turned out to be pretty much ado about nothing. Although on my primary AR, I am running an aimpoint micro dot. And that's the other thing. If you are having, if you got a problem with this, and if you don't like it anymore, sell it, put it in the closet, do something else, but get an aimpoint. Go buy an aimpoint, unless you're going to spend a lot of money for a Trig. If you're looking for those that may be decent or something that are out there that are in the price range you're looking at, maybe look at a Mi Pro Lite, for example. Holosun makes some very nice optics. Vortex, of course, does some good work. Lucid is out there. So there's not nearly as pricey alternatives out there, but, the EOTech is going to bother you. Go buy an aimpoint, by all means. And by the way, neither one of those cats are my sponsors, so I have no dog in that fight. I'll keep using my EOTech. That EOTech right now, as it is as good as my aimpoint. For me, anyway. Coming up next from the Crisis Applications Group, Jay Paisley, this is Lock and Load. Education has to be boring because this is SDI with the most effective distance curriculum available. Your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to sdi.edu and get ready to launch your new career. What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability. Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.